So, I was 18, just graduated from high school. My mother said, "You want to go to Paris?" Well, high school, I stunk in French. And she was pissed at me. So she went into the high school and argued with a professor who was Tunisian. And said, "This girl needs some extra tutoring or something. I want her to learn this French." And I hated French. I hated him. He was mean and bald and ugly. And I wasn't going to pay any attention. So she set me up with a private tutor in school. And this was a public school, so that was a rare feat. And I went there a few times. I dropped that. I was just totally against French. So at the end of high school, she said, you have an opportunity. I know somebody. I work with somebody who's got a daughter as an au pair in Paris. And would you like to go to Paris to work as an au pair and study the art? You know, look at the art museums, wander around, stuff. So I said, okay, not knowing what the hell I was getting into. I went there, and my first job required me to speak fluent French, and I couldn't. I couldn't communicate with the children. I could communicate with the parents because they spoke English. So they fired me. I was out on my ass, going to the au pair office looking for another job, and they found me another job in Neuilly, which is the outskirts of Paris. So I thought, I'm really dropping back here. I'm not going to be able to get to the museums, the Louvre, whatever, what I wanted to go to easily. But I managed. I worked for them for close to a year, and I was wandering around every weekend after work and whatnot, going to the art museums, looking at, you know, sites, and going on the metro. And I always carried a big bag with me with my sketch pad. And for some reason, I felt more secure keeping my passport and my airplane ticket in my bag, just in case I wanted to go home. And I'm walking down the street, just got finished going to a museum, and somebody lifted the flap of my leather bag off. And while I was walking down the street, I kept it behind me, and they went into the back flap and stole my passport, my airplane ticket. I wound up having to go to the consulate and explaining the situation. And I went home all depressed. I don't know how I'm going to get home when I have to. I don't know where I'm going to get another passport. And, you know, a desperate situation. Some guy, I still don't know how he contacted me through my au pair. Said, I stopped the guy. I saw the guy lift your stuff from your bag, and I stopped him. And I got your passport and your airplane ticket at my house. And I said, this has got to be a fluke, because he's either going to kidnap me and send me to Tunisia, or it's not going to be good. But I took the chance, and I went down there to his grotto, which was in a ghetto of Paris, and he had the passport, and he was a nice guy, and he gave it back to me with the airplane ticket. Everything turned out fine, from a desperate situation to a good Samaritan.